The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
I am Johnny White, really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello and welcome, and hello and welcome, and hello and welcome, and hello and welcome, on, and over again. From the oaken groves and out across the dread plains that incline to crystal peaks. And I'm inclined to say hello and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever-shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? I'm okay. Not that you would have asked me. Or maybe you would have. I'm in no position to know, being as I am, alone here in my chamber, and you at this stage, just an idea. A clouded channel of air haunting me from your position in the future. Sorry, I'm not sure why I'm coming off so high-flown today. The weather's making me feel like some sort of a Victorian weirdo. On the subject of the weather, I was watching the news at some point in 2017, brackets, it was December the 29th, and the newsman introduced the weather by saying, "And now for the weather omens." There's no more detail to that story, and I'm fed up to the back teeth of being made to feel as though I'm required to provide some. It's just good, just a good thing that I experienced. I mean, what else is there? But anyhow, enough about omens and experiences, because it's time for lunch. And there was a vast selection this week, and a detailed selection. And I was, as I am most days, overwhelmed to see them. Rendang made its fair share of appearances, its fair share being two. Surely not too many. I mean, you could have stuck a zero on that, and I'm not talking about at the beginning. But before we dive into the blue lagoon of the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have one this week, a general announcement. I noticed this week that Dean had deputised himself on the Lunch Watch thread on Twitter and was disqualifying people left and right. This is vigilantism, or maybe it's pronounced vigilanteism. Either way, I would like to take the time to announce that on Lunch Watch we are neutral on vigilantism. Not here, not there, come see, come sa, neutral. So have at it, although don't take that as any kind of an encouragement. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Alice. Her entry: lentil and bacon soup, 2x tonics tea cakes, confirming the drink to have been tea. This was a good one from Alice. I crossed my fingers and hoped against hope when I read it that the Tonic's tea cakes had been the milk chocolate ones rather than the dark chocolate ones, as I've got something of a vendetta against dark chocolate varieties of biscuits, because people who favour them always seem to behave as if this is a noble and impressive aspect of their character, and that they are not just a preference, but inarguably better, in a way that very much seems to look down on the normal milk chocolate ones. Like those people that go around the top decks of buses on cold days, imperiously opening all the windows and glaring around in case anybody dares to make a complaint. I may have allowed these thoughts to ripen a bit, but that's my business. Secondly, we had Noam. His entry: I had a cheese tomato toastie with a chopped side salad, brackets, cucumber, tomato, onion, pickled red cabbage, pickle and parsley. Instant coffee to drink. This one appealed to me in a very real way. I often neglect the side salad, but then I often don't even bother slicing bread and just eat great fistfuls of it as I stroll back and forth throughout the kitchen. But no, this was a good one from Noam. And lastly, we had Eva. Her entry: I had a cheddar sandwich with finely chopped celery and mint choc Leibniz and tea. Did you know that celery actually takes more effort to eat than it does to not eat? That said, I have never thought of it in a sandwich before, but henceforth I'm resolved and resigned to giving it a go. Also, I had never before heard of a mint choc Leibniz. There's so much scope for learning in life, so much new we have yet to consider. So yes, good stuff all round and a cup of tea to seal the deal. And that was all the three front runners. And as we mull over the three front runners, I'd just like to play that little game called Heads or Tails with Zoe, who's here. Zoe.
Hello.
What coin? Do you have a coin, first off?
I do.
You're shielding it from me.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a peek.
What is it?
It's 20p.
20 pence. Me. Yep, the lion is on.
Just bit it.
Lion's on top of it. On the picture of it.
Right, yeah.
So you know it's real. And if you would like to fix... So hold on. What do we... Is this... Yeah, we're doing the right order. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, okay, Zoe's going to get ready to turn the coin in the air, and if you out there you'd like to affix in your mind for what you should want this to stand for, Zoe is about to turn the coin in the air, and here she goes. Is the flip good?
The flip is good.
Do we have a reading?
We have a reading.
What do we got?
Tails.
Yes. Yes. Order has been restored. Tails is the best one. I think. Although I told you that before, that Charles, my friend Charles, said he never says tails when doing heads or tails, because he says that's the sort of thing a tattoo artist would say.
I like tails, though.
I like tails as well. So, but and it does never fail. Anyway, so thank you very much, everyone out there, for taking part. And thank you, Zoe, for flipping a coin.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Goodbye.
And so the final verdict fast approaches. Now, crane your necks and listen to the recap, whilst asking the question who will win. Will it be Alice with her lentil and bacon soup and Tonic's tea cakes and tea? Will it be Noam with his cheese and tomato toastie with side salad and coffee? Or can it be Eva with her cheese and celery sandwich and choco Leibitz and tea? Leibniz. You know the ones I mean. And it is the cruelest of all my pleasures to announce that this week the winner is... Noam.
So, I'd just like to say, Noam, that you have won this week's Lunchwatch.
Wow. thanks very much.
Yeah. No worries at all. And if you'd like to talk us through some of the, well, you know, how you came to have that lunch and exactly what it was.
Yeah, sure. I think is this the cheese and tomato toastie with the side salad?
It is indeed.
Right. Yeah, well... I mean, I've been a toastie fan for a long time.
Yeah.
cheese and tomato are really kind of
they go together like a horse and carriage.
Yeah, they're pretty familiar bedfellows, aren't they? It's not the first time these two have been introduced. I think there might have been a bit of spinach in there as well to kind of bolster the, because I'm on a bit of a health kick right now. Yeah. So that was
like Popeye.
Yeah, and then I think probably just with ketchup on the side, which is also 50% less sugar and salt, continuing that health streak.
And what was in your side salad?
It's like a chopped salad, cucumber, tomato, onion, and parsley. Those are kind of the main.
Perfect.
The main constituents. And then,
now you're talking a language I like the sound of.
Yeah, and then I just started improvising and cold training it a bit and just started throwing in some like red cabbage.
Nice.
And some pickle. Gives it a nice kind of nice zing. And I think the dressing was just lemon juice and olive oil, so pretty basic.
And then what do you drink with it?
It was just an instant coffee, which coincidentally I'm having right now.
Oh, nice. Similar setup, milk?
Well, yeah, same. It might even be the same glass. It was just coffee.
Wait, glass?
Same cup.
Oh, God. I thought you were somehow, you transported me to the cafes of Sweden for a second.
No, back to Earth here in Finsbury Park. But I'm working from home. I just sit here drinking them all day, like some kind of low rent private detective or something. Really, just coffee after coffee. This one I have right now, actually, it was a warm coffee, but now it's like an iced coffee because it's been sitting here for about 3 hours.
There you go.
But
classic, like a true cup.
Yeah, but it won't stop me from taking an occasional sip.
No. Are there any lunches you particularly like to see win in the future?
It's a good question. I don't think there's ever been a soup that's won.
A soup has never won, that's true.
And it is getting a bit colder, so it feels quite timely, maybe.
I've got a feeling that we're going to have an upswing in soup entries as the weather gets colder and more cold. That's awful. Bit of interfering. But it's true.
I'll tell you about one last thing that happened during today's lunch, actually, which was infuriating and strange. I lost the salt. Has that ever happened to you? It's a very strange thing to lose. It's not like a little shaker. It's one of those big red sacks or whatever it is.
Saxo.
Yeah,
that's the Saxo.
Yeah, I was looking for it for like 15 minutes. I was like starting to throw pillows around and did look in the closet, you know, like I'm kind of like looking for a hidden stash of something.
Where was it?
Well, eventually I did find it and I put it accidentally in with kind of, I've got a little cupboard for condiments, and in a moment of madness, I put it there for some reason, which I've never done before, but it's been retrieved.
Well, we're glad that you did find the salt, and I hope that you keep eyes on it for the duration of the rest
thank
of your life. Well, thank you very much for entering. We hope that you will have many more happy lunches, and I hope you enter again next week, and we'll speak to you soon, and congratulations again and goodbye.
Great, thanks. I'm honored. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Noam, a.k.a. Noam, the most resplendent king of the high waterlands. And if you'd like to follow in his footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunchwatch officially open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can enter your lunches on Twitter at Lunchwatch or over email via lunchwatch@hattrick2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. When I was 14, I spent a long time looking on the internet about how to levitate. I really, really did do this. And I kept getting what felt like close to the info, kept being led down lanes, downloading text files that claimed to contain the correct method, only to discover another stage, another impediment between me and what I wanted. Broken links. People asking for money before they'd give up the goods being how to levitate. Which I never discovered, you may be surprised to hear, and I never decided that I'd lost interest in, only ceased and desisted in searching for it, but gently. I didn't turn against it in a great flourish, it just dwindled away, like a tree losing its leaves and never finding them again. My faith in levitation went completely to nothing. I'll hold my hands up to that. And what was I doing at the point when the last scrap of it vanished, I wonder? I was probably with the bottoms of my jeans soaked from puddles wherever I was, maybe a car park, or a park, or else watching actual children's television. And then, and then, and then.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.